Here we are on the Sunday at Latitude Festival behind the Alcove stage. I'm delighted to be joined by Joy Crooks. Hello, Joy.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very well, thanks. So what's it like being here? I did read a story that you were here 10 years ago, is that right?
Yeah, my dad took me here 10 years ago. It's the only festival I ever went to, and I saw Grace Jones, and it was a real moment in my life.
Do you ever imagine that you would be here on a stage one day?
Not at all. Not in the slightest. It's really exciting.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved in music?
I got involved in music just by using YouTube and teaching myself instruments, which was really fun, and didn't really think it would ever become a job, but it was my passion, and that's how I got into music, basically.
Where did you draw any specific influences from? What were the first songs that you heard you thought, oh, I really want to do that?
A lot of like Irish music and like folk songs, and then like MTV, because I used to watch MTV a lot.
When it was good.
Yes.
You draw your influences from your heritage as well. You mentioned Irish, and you're half Bangladeshi as well,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So the Reminiscence was your second EP, and that was inspired by a trip to Bangladesh, wasn't it?
Well, the EP was written kind of, I wrote some of the songs after the trip and before, and they aren't specifically about Bangladesh. However, it was really a grounding experience going there, so I think being grounded always influences you.
How would you describe your music to someone who hadn't heard you or hadn't seen you play?
Very honest.
Just that, very honest.
Just very honest.
Nice and concise. Okay. Are these difficult times for you? I mean, there's a very sort of febrile political atmosphere at the moment. Does this come over a lot in your songwriting?
It comes over a lot in the studio. I can't help but feel maybe sometimes not affected, but affected firsthand, but affected in general by the political situation of our country and the world that we're in at the moment, unfortunately. And I feel like as an artist, you really have a responsibility to say something.
Yeah, do you find it worrying?
Yes, I find it incredibly worrying.
I've got to ask you as well about Stella McCartney. That must have been an amazing achievement. What can you tell us about that?
It was strange because I never do anything like that, modelling, but it was a great experience.
Yeah, I mean, it must be great to be attached to something as sort of iconic as Yellow Submarine.
Yes, it was very iconic, it was a real moment.
Are you busy with writing at the moment? Have you got an album planned?
I'd like to release an album next year, but I am writing loads at the moment.
Yeah, how many songs do you think you're going to put on the shortlist for the album?
I think long list a lot, and shortlist probably like 12 max.
So lots of writing going on, but obviously performing live's got to be better than that. How do you feel generally about performing live, and particularly with today?
I absolutely love it. I love the endorphin rush and meeting new people and getting to perform my songs. It's really exciting.
Where can people find more about you?
Online, as everything is. But
is anything you prefer, Instagram or Twitter or Facebook? What do you like the best?
You can find me on YouTube. I have some amazing videos up there. And I have a social media account on Instagram too, under my name Joy Crooks, which is awfully exciting.
And that's CROOKES.
Correct.
If people are listening and they've got to find you. Okay, Joy, thanks very much for having a
thanks
chat
for
with us today.
Me.
Looking forward to seeing you on the stage in a couple of hours.
Thank you.